Welcome to Guaranteed Success Thinking by Jim Edwards. A lot has been written on the subject of success, how to pursue success, how to obtain success, and a lot more. The purpose of this program is not to serve as the end-all and be-all of every single success book ever written. My purpose here is to simply give you my perspective about how the thoughts we have impact our success, but to give it to you in my own unique style and flair. Here's the one singular idea that runs a common thread between every single book, tape, CD, report, or speech ever created with the intention of helping people better themselves. Whatever you think about on a consistent basis, good or bad, must become your reality. Change your thinking, change your reality. Now, some programs express it more eloquently than others, but the general idea is that by changing your thinking, you will change your life. My purpose here is to help you understand how and why what you think about on a consistent basis creates your reality. This will enable you to start doing it on purpose instead of by accident, which is the way most people do it. My sincere wish is that you experience one of those aha moments while listening to this program or reading it. Guaranteed Success Thinking, it is my sincere hope, will help you change your life forever. Let's go ahead and get started. Why you are who and where you are right now. We become what we think about most of the time was an idea made famous by Earl Nightingale, the father of the modern audio self-help movement. He got the idea from Napoleon Hill's classic work, Think and Grow Rich. Napoleon Hill got the idea by interviewing hundreds of successful men of his time and discovering that they all held in common the character trait of the dominant idea, whereby they held on to a specific idea with a purpose long enough to see their dreams come true. However you choose to express it, the current state of our lives comes down to one single immutable fact. You are who you are right now, and you are where you are right now, because of the total sum of the thoughts you've had to this point in your life. Now let me say this a little differently. Where and who you are in life right now is the direct result of what you've thought about consistently up to this point. If you have not thought about much, you don't have much. If you've not thought consistently and relentlessly about how to get rich, guess what? You're not rich. If your thoughts have consistently and relentlessly revolved around how to just make enough money to just get by and pay your bills each month, then you've probably gotten very good at just getting your bills paid each month, but probably not much more than that. If you've consistently and relentlessly thought about how to be a good person, treat people fairly in all your dealings, raise good kids, take a vacation once a year, make your dog roll over, or even buy a new car, whatever it is you've thought about consistently, you've probably gotten it. Now, why is that? Why is it that who you are and everything you have in your life right now is the sum total, literally, of all your thoughts up to this point? Simple. James Allen put it best when he popularized the phrase, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." What you think about, and more importantly, believe deep down in your gut, is what will become your everyday reality. Now, everything you believe and take as true, quote-unquote, in your life manifests itself into your reality as a result of what you think. Sometimes it's fast, other times it takes years to show up. But either way, make no mistake, your predominant thoughts will, no, must, manifest themselves in physical form in your life sooner or later. So make darn sure you want to give birth to those thoughts, because they're coming. Just like the plants in your garden spring from a seed, so does everything in your life spring from the seeds of thought, whether conscious or unconscious, and the actions or inactions that result from those thoughts. So thought or lack of thought leads to action or inaction, which always leads to results. Now, a simple two-word thought like "I can" leads to actions which bring about great life-changing events. The lady who thinks, "I can lose 100 pounds," and does it. The man who thinks, I can write a book to help millions of people, and does it. The little child who thinks, you know, I can get good grades, go to college, and become a doctor, and does it. That simple thought of I can, planted in the fertile soil of an expectant mind, creates actions that result in wonderful achievements anyone can feel proud of. On the flip side of the coin, simple thoughts of I can't, or it's too hard, or nobody will buy it, create a life that frankly sucks. The lady who thinks, you know, I've tried to lose weight before, it didn't work, so why bother? What does she get? Nothing. The man who thinks nobody would buy my book, what does he get? Nothing. The child who thinks nobody from my family's ever graduated from college, so why bother? What does he get? Nothing. All of those simple thoughts create a mediocre life of frustration, resentment, and deprivation until and unless the person changes what they think about. So the bottom line here is this. Whatever you have in your life, whoever you are in your character, it is the direct result of everything you have thought about or not thought about up to this point in your life. But the great news is that if you don't have what you want, you can change what you think about and thus change what you're getting. And there's even better news. If you like what you're getting, you can change the way you're thinking about that and get even more of that too. Now, I didn't just pull this out of thin air or yank it out of somewhere else. Let's think for a moment about how and why you have what you have in your life. It's not the result of chance. It's not the result of the universe conspiring for or against you. It's not the result of the actions of others. You are where you are and have what you have as the result of a universal law. This universal law has applied to mankind and remained a fact of life since man first set foot on the earth. And the law simply states this: thought or lack of thought leads to action or inaction, which always leads to results. The results you experience in your life are directly related to the thoughts you hold on a consistent basis. What other people do may slow you down, but it can't stop you. The universe might test you and throw up roadblocks in front of you, but those can't stop you either. Chance events like hurricanes or other natural disasters or war might delay you or force you to change course, but unless they kill you, they can't stop you. The only thing that can stop or start you achieving your goals is you. If you think you can, you can. But the minute you say, I'm defeated, you are defeated. We make or break ourselves in that little 6-inch space between our ears we call a brain. That is the source of all success or failure we experience at any time in our lives. But the great news is that we can, through practice, meditation, and education, create new patterns of thought, which lead to new actions, which lead to new results. In other words, if we start thinking in new ways, we'll start to do new things, and we'll stop doing the old things, and this will allow us to start achieving new results. Now, I know you've heard the phrase, water seeks its own level. Well, this process I'm talking about right now is how you change the level of water in your tank so you can rise above the current conditions of your life. We can all change who, what, and where we are in our lives simply by changing how and what we think about on a consistent basis. So yes, if you want a better bank balance, a better relationship, a new car, a new job, a different spouse, a better kid, to lose weight, a trip to the Bahamas, to write a book, to start a business, to stop smoking, to help your church, to be closer to God, to get a new PlayStation game, to stop working for someone else, to buy a new Hummer, to get a hot tub, to add on to your house, to have $500 in your wallet, to pay off all your bills, to fly to the moon, to cruise around the world, to speak in Yankee Stadium to a crowd of 50,000 people, to earn $75,000 in 24 hours, to be recognized as the world expert in your field, to appreciate the small things in life, to feel inner peace, to stop feeling overwhelmed, to get in shape, to bench press 300 pounds, to run a marathon, to look as good as you did at 20, to impress the opposite sex, to get whatever you want. The change that must take place is not outside of you, but rather it is completely within your control, inside your head. just by understanding and accepting this fact of life puts you ahead of 99% of all the people out there who want to whine like babies and blame something outside themselves for their circumstances. Now, who do they blame? Who are they blaming for their current lot in life? Well, let's see. How about life in general, or the government, or God, or other people, or circumstances, or nature, or here's a good one, fate. It's fate that I be a loser. Their parents, they should have raised me better if I'd been born to different parents. Brothers and sisters, they got more than I did. They got more attention. Their spouse. If I'd only married the right person. Their kids. I got rotten kids. Their boss. Man, he doesn't treat me right. Their age. I'm too old. I'm too young. Their generation. You know, my generation is just not good with computers. Their car. If I had a better car, I'd get a better job. Their education or lack thereof. Their size. And about 100 other factors they say keep them down through no fault of their own. However, here's the secret they don't understand. You are where and who you are right now as the sum total of all your thoughts to this point in your life. But it's only up to this point. You can change anytime you want. Anytime you want, you can change what you're thinking about and thus change who you are and what you have from this point forward. And there are examples of people who've used the power of their thoughts to overcome tremendous obstacles. Oprah Winfrey, Colonel Sanders, Loretta Lynn, Abraham Lincoln, Dale Carnegie, and many other rags to riches or against all odds type success stories you want to mention. Unlike those people I mentioned before who hold the predominant thought of blaming others for their lot and allowing this blame to keep them down, what you think about from this point forward, from this moment forward, this is your moment of decision. What you think about from this point forward will only build you up, because unlike them, you are thinking your way to success. And remember this fact. Everything you see on the outside is the direct result of the thoughts going on inside. And this applies to every person you come in contact with, including yourself. I think this chapter is best summarized by the quote, "Circumstances do not make the man, they reveal him." Now let's talk about how your thoughts directly affect the outward circumstances of your own life. How and why thoughts manifest into your everyday life. Now, this metaphor that I'm about to tell you has been used by every self-help guru from James Allen to Napoleon Hill to Earl Nightingale to Tony Robbins and all points in between. Here it is. Your mind is like a garden. You can cultivate your garden intelligently, or you can let it run wild and turn into a tangled mass of thorns and weeds. The choice is yours alone. If you don't consciously cultivate the garden, i.e. go out and hoe it, pull the weeds, water it, turn over the soil, it's the same as if you consciously went out there and threw a handful of weed seeds onto the soil yourself and watered those. If bad things, weeds, manifest consistently in your life, your garden, it's because you haven't consciously decided to cultivate good things, care for them, nurture them, and consciously aid their growth until they bear fruit. If you leave your life to chance, you'll get a life created by chance. And unless you hit the billion-to-one lottery, your life is going to suck as a result of your failure to use your thoughts to consciously create what you want. But by consciously sowing seeds of good thought through education, meditation, and observation, two very interesting and exciting things will happen in your life very quickly. First, you will start to see physical manifestations of your carefully cultivated thoughts. That new job, car, relationship, vacation, bank balance, and other things are going to start showing up in your life. Second, as you start seeing physical manifestations of your carefully cultivated thoughts, your confidence and belief in your ability to make things happen will increase dramatically. This will in turn cause you to change your circumstances much more rapidly than you ever dreamed possible. In other words, the more you see the positive proof of carefully cultivated thought manifesting in your life, the more quickly you'll generate those desired results in the future. It's a snowball. It's a spiral upward. Seeing is believing, and nothing beats seeing your own thoughts manifest real results in your own life. You see, the reality is, most of us are really, really good at creating a crappy-looking weed patch in our own minds. It's true. We're all very good at that process. In fact, most of us have reached the highest level of competence in any skill. It's called unconscious competence for creating what we don't want. Most of us are unconsciously creating a crappy weed patch in our own lives at this very moment, and we don't even realize it. But instead of getting depressed about that, it should actually get you very excited. Excited? Jim, have you lost your mind? Well, why on earth should you get excited about creating crappy results in your life? Well, I'll tell you why. Because that crappy weed patch just goes to show that we are fully engaged in the process of translating our thoughts into the everyday reality of our lives. We're just sowing the wrong thoughts. It proves that we know how to do this because we're already doing it. But simply by changing what we think about on a consistent basis, we can start to cultivate good thoughts and ideas instead of cultivating bad ones. And those good thoughts will bear the fruits we do want instead of only yielding nothing but those stinking weeds. Here's my bottom line take on what is probably the most popular metaphor ever used to try to explain how what we think about directly influences the results we get in our lives. Here you go. Your mind is like a garden. Your thoughts are like the seeds planted in that garden. Your attitude is like the sun and the rain on those seeds. Your actions or inactions are like the gardener's daily care in weeding, nurturing, and watching over the growing plants. The results you manifest in your life are like the fruit from those plants. And it all starts with sowing quality thought seeds in the garden of your mind. The rest of the process may take longer for some plants or thoughts than others. Some seeds will take longer to reach full maturity than others, just like some ideas take longer to come into being than others. But as you become a more skilled gardener and learn how to choose the best thought seeds, discover new and better ways to water, fertilize, and care for those thought seeds, and grow in confidence with your skills and abilities, you will amaze yourself at the speed and ability you develop to manifest things you previously never thought possible. You, like the garden, will become fully engaged in the process of purpose-driven growth that is the highest path of all life. And as a result, your everyday life will reflect your newfound levels of success thinking by bearing more fruit than you could dare to hope for right now. So how can you use this chapter to start yourself on the path to guaranteed success thinking? Simple. Start by taking more conscious control of the seeds you plant in your mind garden. You do this by simply increasing your awareness of the type and quality of the thoughts you consistently hold in your mind during the day. Are those thoughts generally positive or negative? Do they make you feel good, or do they make you feel nervous, rushed, inadequate, or lacking in some way? Play a little game I like to play where every time I have a negative thought, I simply replace every negative thought with a positive one. Let me give you an example. Anytime I question my ability to do something, I immediately replace that thought with a memory of a time or similar circumstance where I acted competently and got a successful result. Nothing happens by accident. Every result in our lives starts with the dominant thoughts we hold in our minds or allow other people to put there because we have no consistent thoughts of our own. The unsuccessful person is either dominated by thoughts of just getting by, or worse, has never even considered giving consistent thought on how to become successful by enriching others. The out-of-shape person is either dominated by thoughts of there are other things more important right now than physical health, or worse, has never given any consistent thought on how to integrate exercise into their lives. The person in a crummy job who says they want out but can never seem to get ahead, has either never done anything to outgrow their current position through education and retraining, or worse, has never given any consistent thought on how to expand themselves and their skills. They simply chalk up their lot in life to fate. However, the rut that they continue to bitch to anybody about who will listen is completely of their own creation. Thoughts create reality. And remember, your reality is the sum of all the thoughts to this point in your life. If you want to radically change your life and do it fast, then you must radically change the way you think. Why is this? Because your thoughts become habits, and habits create automatic action or inaction in your life. And the actions you do or don't take is what translates thought into reality in your life. Now let's look at some examples of typical thought patterns and the habits they create and the results that you can expect from them. Let's look at some negative thought seeds when sowed and the results that they produce in somebody's mind. Thoughts of fear or doubt and indecision create the habit of not going full out in any activity, which results in half-hearted action, which ends in true failure because you never give your full effort. And if you never give your full effort, you're never going to know exactly what you can do. Thoughts of just getting by. This is one I used to really fall into this trap. Thoughts of just getting by create the habit of doing just enough, but they also let you fool yourself into thinking you're doing everything you can when you're not. But creating the habit of doing just enough results in never having more than just enough. And so you just get by month after month after month, which ends in a lifetime of mediocrity. Now, thoughts of hate or judgment or blaming others creates the habit of holding others responsible for the bad circumstances in our lives, which results in always feeling out of control and ends in bitterness and depression. Thoughts of selfishness create habits of me first and others be damned, which results in you becoming an absolute jerk and an idiot, and no one wants to be around you, let alone the effect that it has on your business. Enough negative. Let's talk about some positive thought seeds and their results. Thoughts of courage and self-reliance and firm decision create the habit of going for it on a consistent basis, which results in achieving virtually any goal you could lay out for yourself. Thoughts of peace or unlimited abundance and forgiveness create the habit of letting go of any negative experience or person or event that flows into your life and results in true peace of mind and a calm spirit. Thoughts of love and sharing creates a habit of selfless giving to others, which lies at the heart of all abiding prosperity and true riches. Thoughts of giving more in use value than you take in cash value from employers and customers creates the habit of always looking for the win-win path, which results in long-term lasting success in any business or relationship under any market conditions. So the bottom line is, good habits, bad habits, it makes no difference when it comes to planting seeds in the garden of your own mind, because you will plant seeds and they will grow. It's up to you to decide which kind you're going to grow, and you will grow them. So to start the success thinking habit, just be more conscious of the thoughts flowing through your mind instead of just taking them in and automatically planting them as thought seeds in your garden. Even if you only do it a little bit at first, this simple exercise of practicing more conscious awareness about which of your thoughts you hold in your mind consistently will cause positive external changes in your life on virtual autopilot. As you do this and see the results, you'll want to do it more and more. And this is going to build, like I said, a positive snowball or upward spiral effect in your life that's going to accelerate your success thinking process even more. Here's one more thought that's worth thinking about on a consistent basis, especially when bad, quote-unquote, bad things happen to you. Everything that happens in my life has a purpose, and it serves me. This applies not only to the good things that happen in your life, but to the bad as well. A gut-level belief in this statement will change your life because it will change your thinking from trying to impose judgment on why did this happen to me, and converts it into an empowering perspective of how can I use this to serve myself and those around me for the greater good. from my own life, I can look back on some of what I thought were the worst events of my life and see that they actually made me stronger, smarter, and more able to move forward in achieving my purpose in my life. So stop sowing negative seeds in your own mind, either on purpose by consistently holding negative thoughts in your consciousness, or by default because you don't consciously sow good thought seeds in the first place. Start changing the outward circumstances of your own life by first changing the dominant thoughts you hold in your mind on a consistent basis. Now, let's discuss how you can turbocharge the guaranteed success thinking process and change your life even faster by giving your thoughts incredible and real muscle. How to put unstoppable force behind your thoughts. The most powerful force to put behind any thought in order to get yourself into action and bring your vision into reality is the power of why. Why to do something is much more powerful than how to do something. Most people get stopped in the accomplishment of any meaningful goal because they get stuck on how they're going to accomplish it. The failure first asks how. The successful person first asks why, and then intelligently arranges the how by figuring out or hiring someone to do it for them. The person who gets past the biggest obstacles is the person who has a big enough reason why to get themselves to take action and make things happen, no matter how big or imposing the goal might appear. No meaningful accomplishments happen in anybody's life until they link their thoughts with a purpose, their own personal and meaningful reason why. Without a purpose, our thoughts drift aimlessly, sometimes coming into being, but mostly just staying right where they are, as thoughts waiting for an opportunity to manifest themselves. People with no central purpose for their lives, no chief aim or direction, are the ones who fall prey to petty worries, fears, whining, squabbling, and overall what I would term moronic behavior. By not operating with a central plan or purpose, they meander through life just as worthless to themselves as others, as the person who deliberately decides to do nothing of any real value for anyone else. By the way, the goal or thought which you attach your purpose to doesn't matter. It can be a material possession such as a car, an improved relationship, a sum of money. It doesn't matter what it is, because the universal laws at work here don't make any judgment calls. The power of purpose will just as surely bring about the manifestation of a car as it will a divine relationship or a specific teacher or a new skill or even a new dog named Dinky, if that's what you think about on a consistent basis. Again, what it is doesn't matter as long as your purpose for getting it, achieving it, or creating it is clear and strong. What does matter is that you keep the object and your purpose for getting it in front of you at all times. What matters is that the object of your desire becomes your predominant thought, and you combine it with a purpose that drives you into action towards its attainment. And if you're unsuccessful in your initial attempts, I say, so what? We often learn as much, if not more, from our mistakes and falling short of our goals as we do from our successes. Use those experiences to grow stronger so you can make repeated attempts until you get what you want. Nothing can stop a man or a woman with a committed purpose to bring about a specific result. Nothing can stop them. If you're committed and have a strong enough reason why, there is nothing you can't accomplish. Now, if you don't know what your purpose is in your life right now, instead of whining and moaning that you don't know what you want or why you want it, conduct yourself as someone who will, at any moment, receive the message of inspiration that will help you know exactly what you want and your purpose in achieving it. You may not know what your purpose is right now, but have faith that it will make itself known when you're ready. In the meantime, prepare yourself through study and the practice of what Earl Nightingale called cheerful expectancy. In the meantime, prepare yourself through study and the practice of what Earl Nightingale called cheerful expectancy, that your understanding of your purpose is on its way to you right now. Now, let's talk specifically about how to think your way to success. how your thoughts influence your success. Here's an inescapable fact of life. Everything you achieve or fail to achieve in your life is the direct result of your own thoughts. If you fail, accept responsibility and learn from it. If you succeed, accept responsibility and learn from it. Now, to some, to say, if you fail, accept responsibility, might sound a little harsh. In fact, you might even be saying to yourself, hey, wait a minute, not so fast. I would have succeeded if so-and-so or thus-and-such hadn't done this or that. It's not my fault, you say. And to that I say, nope. If you fail, accept responsibility and learn from it. If you succeed, accept responsibility and learn from it. Now, how can I say this? Well, let's look at the alternative of not accepting responsibility. If you can't take the blame or the credit when something goes well or turns sour in your life, then who or what can take the blame or the credit? If you aren't in control of what's happening, then who is? Is God the source of success or failure? Well, at the risk of offending a lot of people, I'm going to say that I believe God loves all of us, but God has more important stuff to do than worry about whether you attain success or not. He gave you the tools and the daily opportunity to put them to use and reap successful results, but the rest is up to you. So if it's not God, then who can we blame for failure or thank for our success? Our environment, where we grew up? Well, if our environment were the true source of success or failure in life, then everyone from a particular family or geographical region would all be successful, and everyone from another family or geographical region would all be losers. But you know that's not true. Plenty of people from privileged backgrounds end up as supreme idiots and losers in all areas of life, while others, with seemingly every force in the universe acting against them, manage to consistently come out on top. So if it's not environment or family, it must be education or some secret that people are keeping from us, that if we only knew it, then we would be successful too. Well, if it's education, why are some doctors and other highly educated people dead broke losers on their fifth marriage, while some people without even a ninth grade education operate thriving businesses and are still married to their grade school sweetheart? Well, there's another excuse down the toilet, gang. You see, any excuse anyone can give you as to why they aren't successful really doesn't hold water. As my Texas friends say, that dog won't hunt, son. Nope. The one true source of all your success and failure can be traced directly back to the quality and consistency of your thoughts. We've come full circle back to my original statement that all success or failure starts in that 6-inch space between your ears. Your happiness or your suffering, your achievement or your failure, your material possessions or your poverty, your relationships or your isolation, your successful business or just getting by, your high self-esteem or your low self-worth. Everything you experience in your life, good or bad, first originates inside of you in the form of your thoughts. Whatever you think about on a consistent basis will do one of three things. It's either going to lead you upward to the success you say you want, it's going to keep you right where you are and you need to ask yourself, is that enough? Or it's going to drive you down into the gutter of your own mind. That's it. Those are the only three things that come out of our consistent thoughts. And the right to choose is yours every single minute of every single day that you're alive. When you're ready to make a change on the outside of your life, the first place you must look is within yourself and make a change in the way you think. By the way, nobody can change your inner thoughts but you. Other people can offer models or examples or explain new ways of thinking, but no amount of help from others will actually make a difference unless you are ready to make a change. You hold the keys to success or failure because you are the only one who can control what you think about on a consistent basis. It's easier to blame or even give credit to someone or something outside of yourself for where you are. But ultimately, your willingness to accept the blame or the credit lies at the heart of lasting change. As James Allen said, A man can only rise, conquer, and achieve by lifting up his thoughts. He can only remain weak, abject, and miserable by refusing to lift up his thoughts. Your level of success and achievement will be in direct proportion to your ability to harness the power of your thinking into effectively planning and organizing your thoughts and actions towards a specific goal with a strong purpose. Now let me say that again in case you're tempted to just kind of go right by it, because that statement holds the key to the whole guaranteed success thinking process. Your level of success and achievement in any area of life is in direct proportion to your ability and willingness to direct your thoughts into effective planning and organized action towards a specific goal, combined with a strong reason why you're doing it in the first place. Now listen to that statement a couple times more if you have to hit the rewind button or whatever you need to do. But re-listen to that statement at least two or three times and try and burn it into your brain. No meaningful success or lasting achievement is ever attained without that process. Finally, open your mind and dare to dream again. As we get older, instead of expanding, we tend to actually close down mentally and try to protect ourselves against disappointment. I mean, honestly, it's safer not to have too many dreams because it's easier to avoid disappointment that way. Where you are right now might not feel that great, but it sure beats feeling disappointed. It sure beats having your dreams and hopes dashed against the rocks, or worse, feeling stupid or ridiculous for having hoped in the first place. The problem with mentally circling the wagons like that as you get older, though, is that you close yourself down to the very thoughts that will change your life to the way you want it to be. Since everything starts in your mind, then you must be willing to open your heart and your mind to a flow of new ideas. Otherwise, you're just going to keep getting what you're already getting, and chances are you wouldn't have listened to me this far if you felt 100% satisfied with the condition of your life at this point in time. Sure, we've all had disappointment, and we all want to avoid disappointment. We don't want to keep from feeling hurt or stupid or ridiculous or wrong or any of the negative emotions that all of us have experienced, and quite frankly, are going to experience again and again if we're living fully. But unless you can form a new vision in your mind of what you want and why you want it, you're never going to get anything meaningful out of life. Unless you open yourself up to new ideas and new people and new ways of thinking, you'll never get the new thoughts that you need to make positive changes in your life. It just won't happen. So dig those old dreams back out, even the ones you might be too scared to admit, even to yourself, let alone a friend or a spouse. Don't hide those dreams. Pull them out and take a good hard look at them. Did you realize that you can have anything you want if you simply think about it often enough and have a strong enough reason why you want it? It's true. Because those two factors, desire and purpose, will drive you to take the necessary actions to achieve any goal. So don't hide from your dreams or bury them in the back corners of your mind. Pull them out and keep them right there in front of you. Charge them with the power of your consistent thoughts and actions, which will in turn bring them into your everyday reality without fail. In fact, dream big. Dream as big as you can. Dream so big that even if you only got halfway to your goal or desire, your life would be totally unrecognizable from where it is right now. Ask. Ask and you shall receive. It's the universal law that cannot be broken. So do yourself a favor. Ask for something really, really good. Your life may not be where you want it to be right now. Your life may totally suck. Your life might be boring. You might be poor. You might have a heart condition. You might be a cancer survivor. You might have had severe asthma as a child. You might have adult ADD. You might hate where you live. You might drive a 10-year-old car. You might work for a boss who's an idiot. You might not have any confidence in your ability to change things. In fact, your situation could seem totally hopeless. But you know what? None of that matters. What matters is that you can change anything you don't like about your life. and put yourself on the path to success simply by changing what you think about on a consistent basis. Some problems will take longer than others to work out, sure. But with consistent thought and action with a purpose, you must achieve success in your life. With that formula, there's no way you can't succeed. So do yourself a favor and burn the following into your brain. Read it, listen to it every single day, memorize it, and make it part of your everyday thought process. It will literally change your life forever. Your level of success and achievement in any area of life is in direct proportion to your ability and willingness to direct your thoughts into effective planning and organized action towards a specific goal, combined with a strong reason why you're doing it in the first place. I'm Jim Edwards. Thanks for listening, and here's to your unlimited and total success.